frequently, takes part in town affairs. You say she's just mighty.
Well, I don't think you'd use the word, we'd use the word friendly.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking
neighborly?
Well, no, more of the fact that, oh, she still gets around so well and does it so often.
Since she's so old, you mean?
Yeah.
You said about 90.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, what? Spry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what we say. She's a spry old
soul. You ever
soul.
Hear the word peart for that?
Yeah, peart or spry. That's right.
Is peart common? Or?
Yeah, it is. It's a common thing because we mean they're active.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now,
but you know you can be peart and be young.
Now, does peart, does that mean physically active or mentally active?
Oh, that's physically. It could mean you can be peart mentally or physically.
Uh-huh.
If you're up and at it, you are peart at any age. If you're slow and backward and drowsy, you know, you're not peart. That's the opposite to being peart.
That's me.
Well, it could be. Mm-hmm.
And some people, when they see a snake, will just go all to pieces. You say they are...
excited.
Uh-huh. And if they get they don't like to get around snakes because they're...
Well, of course, we always just say afraid of them or scared.
That's me.
Yeah.
A person who wears old raggedy clothes all the time.
Well.
Maybe grease all over the front of him when he goes downtown.
Yeah.
You say he's...
He just don't care.
I don't care.
Huh? That could be me, I guess. That's what my wife says
about
me.
Could be me, too.
She said, now you just don't care.
any other word for that?
Yeah, there is. Let me see. What is that other word, Mom? Huh? Yes, yeah, slouchy is a good word. That's a slouchy old soul. And there's still other words.
Uh-huh.
You see, there's a lot of adjectives in there that fits mm-hmm. into a situation like that. But as I said, if you use a term I'd use, he just an old don't care.
Mm-hmm. A person who makes up his mind and won't change it for anything you say is?
Radical. Fanatical.
Uh-huh.
Either one.
Mm-hmm. Any other words that you might use for that?
Yeah, hardhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one. He's a hard-headed old soul.
And a person who takes offense at most anything you say is mighty.
Got a high temper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You ever use the word touchy for that?
Yeah, I have used the word touchy, but a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Very touchy, we say. But I think of them as being more, it would be more or less of an offense. They really don't get provoked. They just resent what you say.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a touchy person, mm-hmm. I'd say.
A person who behaves peculiarly, does strange things,
of course, you know, they've got some modern words which we never use. What words did we use back in those days, Mom, to describe a person like that? No, you wouldn't say that. That term just doesn't quite come to me now. We've used 1,000 different words to describe a person like that.
I see. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but you say, if don't wave a red flag in front of a bull or you'll make him
angry.
And if people are excited and you want to soothe them some, you say, all right, now let's just...
You want to soothe them some?
Yeah.
Calm them.
Mm-hmm. After you've worked all day, you come home, you're...
exhausted, tired.
Uh-huh. And if... a person goes to the hospital, you say, if a person catches a disease, you say he...
If he catches a disease.
Uh-huh. Or if a person has caught a disease, you say he has